bit different from our pediatric practice, huh?
Say, Law, this place is a madhouse. What we need is another me.
You don't know another you, do you?
You wish. All right, Miss Sanchez, go along to exam room one. Now, the rest of you people listening, I'm as tired of wrangling y'all as you are of waiting, so let's establish some kind of order here. You're next to see a doctor. Then you. Then you. Got it? Great.
Next.
Sit. Lord, I hope that seat you're saving for me is a big old Barca lounger. Doctor, could I speak to you candidly?
Do you know any other way?
What we need around here is some rules, a plan, a system.
We got one. First come, first serve.
Well, that's fine. Until it starts getting busy, and then it's more confusing than sorting out the in-laws at an Arkansas wedding.
If you've got a suggestion for the clinic...
Well, maybe just a couple.
Fine, go for it.
Hey, you won't regret it.
Well, regret what?
Oh, nothing. Laverne just has some ideas.
What ideas?
She offered to come up with a system for the clinic.
Please, God, tell me you said no.
No, I told her to go for it.
Oh, come, Maxine! Can you wait for what you've done? That woman doesn't have an off switch. She's a runaway train. She doesn't know when to stop. She doesn't know how to stop. She doesn't want to stop.
Harry, chill out. I mean, why are you carrying on like this?
I'm scared.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
You're so mad. I didn't even want to go to that stupid restaurant in the first place. I can't believe anyone still has a dress code.
It's not just the jacket and tie thing. It's not just the living in the garage thing. It's the whole Peter Pan thing. I'm too old to be dating a man who doesn't wear underwear.
You used to think it was sexy.
That's when I thought it meant you were wild and free. Now I know you just can't get it together to do laundry. I want us to get on with our lives. I want our own home. I want kids.
I want those things, too. Just as soon as we can afford them.
Patrick, I'm about to tell you something that I don't think anyone has ever said to you before. Listen carefully. Get a job.
Okay, Dreyf, breakfast. Come on, boy. Dreyf.
Who called the damn dog?
Sophia, are you okay?
No, I'm old. By the way, you've got one horny mutt there.
Dreyfus?
as soon as we got out of the gate, he bolted up the hill and didn't stop until we were on top of Mr. Silverman's poodle.
So, any sparks between you and Silverman?
Nothing. The dog got more action than I did.
Good morning.
Not good morning, Daddy. Great morning. Patrick has a job interview today.
Whoa. A job? Patrick got called and he's going for a job?
That's right. It's for assistant manager of an art museum gift shop.
This is our Patrick Arcola. And this job pays money?
Yes, Daddy.
Oh, God. Patrick! Congratulations. Now, this is a momentous occasion.
Well, relax, Harry. I don't have the job yet.
Yeah, but you tied your own tie.
Nuh-uh.
So, how do I look?
You better let me pick something out for you.
What's wrong with this?
Drab, drab, drab. Honey, it's a museum job. You can't dress like that. You're going to be competing with gay men.
Hello. Welcome to the new improved Canal Street Medical Clinic. If you are seeking medical attention, please sign in, snap a number, and sit.
I've been coming here for 3 years. I never had to take a number.
That's because you were here BLT.
BLT?
Before Laverne Todd. Now sign, snap, sit, or get.
All right, come on. Now you put ice on it for the rest of the day, and it's going to help with the swelling. Bye-bye. All right, so what do we have next here? I can't read that name.
Then just call the number. That's the beauty of the system. Patient number 12.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I gotta see a doctor.
Sign in and snap a number.
I think it's serious.
Everybody's a doctor.
No, you come right with the Mr. Logan. He hold on to that. Come on.
Hold it! Supposed to be before that guy.
Mr. Vogel, you are a scratchy throat. That man was an emergency.
I don't care. You called my number. You said we go by numbers.
Oh, please sit down. The doctor will be right with you.
Shoot.
Dr. Douglas, I think we've got a little problem here, but don't worry. I just need to tweak the system.
What problem? The emergency should go first. It's no big deal.
Well, that's how it starts, and then it spins out of control. I mean, did you see Jurassic Park?
No.
This guy has this island, and then he gets his test tube like...
Laverne!
Let's get back to work.
I will not fail you, and I know just where to start.
The police set of x-rays. Where is Laverne going?
Oh, she'll be right back. She's working on her system. She says she's going to fine-tune it.
She didn't use the word tweak, did she?
What if she did?
Did you see Jurassic Park?
How'd it go?
Not bad.
How not bad?
Well, they offered me the job.
Oh, honey! Oh, that's great! I'm so proud of you!
Yeah, I was pretty proud of myself, too.
A real job! Do you know what this means? A steady income, medical insurance, a pension plan.
Wearing a jacket, clipping on a tie every day, being a competitive cog in some bureaucratic machine.
You turned it down, didn't you?
I had to.
Get out.
What?
Go.
Okay, fine. you need me, I'll be in the garage.
No, I want you to go farther than that.
The cabana?
I want you out of my life.
Oh, Carol, come on, baby. You don't mean that. You're just mad.
No, that's the weird thing. I'm not mad. It's just that I finally see where this is going, and you are never going to grow up. Now get out of my daddy's house.
Play the system. Learn. There are a lot of people here. Couldn't we just cut through all this?
Doctor, work with the system. The system will work for you.
Okay. The system. Three red.
Sit, sit, sit. Point of procedure, Doctor. Best to say red three. Helps those who are not thinking too clearly to be in touch with color first and number second.
I'm gonna smack you.
Okay, next.
Doctor, please.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. The system. What a colorful system it is. Yes. If only I knew how it worked.
Well, that's obvious, Harry. By separating the patients into colors, Laverne is able to... Exactly what is it you are able to do?
Prioritize at a glance according to urgency of symptoms. Reds before yellows, yellows before greens, greens last, unless they've exceeded 30 minutes waiting time. In which case, they take precedence over your less painful yellows. Now, it's all in the manual.
A manual?
Read it, learn it, make it a part of you. Patient yellow two, please follow the orange line to exam room one. Mr. Vogel, please follow the white line to the nurse's desk.
What's the problem?
Mr. Vogel, you were designated a green. You cannot sit in a red.
Can I sit in a yellow?
Yellow is contagious.
If I lick a yellow, can I sit in the red?
Green. Reds and yellows before green.
Really? All right. I got a green eight for a low red. I threw in $5.
Those numbers are not transferable. I'll give you a yellow four and a foot massage.
Hey, I'll give anyone a red four for a key to the bathroom.
All right, sit down. I know there's a few bugs in the system, but the doctors will get to all of you. Red, yellow, green, too.
Oh, I'm green, too.
Oh, sit down, all of you. Just sit down. Make your system work. A subsystem.
You switched her on. You switch her off.
Harry, you ever wonder about things?
Not the things you wonder about.
There's Patrick again. You want me to get it this time?
Please be my guest.
Harry's Heartbreak Hotel. Why, hello, Patrick. What a surprise. I'll tell her you called.
I'm a little concerned about Carol. She was kind of sick last night. You know, she may be taking this breakup with Patrick a whole lot harder than we think.
Fat shuffleball change. You know, Daddy, I've forgotten how much I love to tap.
I think we all had, dear.
But since Patrick's been gone, I've rediscovered all sorts of fascinating things about me. Daddy, have you ever felt so unencumbered, so free of the weight of another person dragging you down?
No. So you're feeling a lot better today, are you?
Oh, much better, Daddy. Thank you. Daddy, do you remember this one? Tea for two, and two for tea. Me for you, and you for me. Oh, how happy we could be together.
Laverne, it's after 9 o'clock. Why are you down here so late?
Well, like any good engine, the system needs some torquing.
You know, I used to have this 67 Mustang. It was beat to hell, but could that dog run?
I had a pickup like that, couldn't kill it with a bullet.
And then I got out of med school and I decided to trade it in for another car. Power package, fuel injection, turbocharged.
Sounds like a beauty.
It's a piece of crap. The point is, I didn't need all those options. I needed a simple, solid driving machine.
Doctor, I think I know where you're going with this, but just give me a little more time.
No more time, Laverne. No more torquing. No more tuning. No more tweaking.
How about a little tinker?
Laverne, it's over.
I guess I messed things up a little, huh?
Don't sell yourself short. You mess things up a lot. And I appreciate it.
Come again?
Laverne, I saw more patients today than I ever have before. I think there might be something to using your numbers.
What about the colors in the tape?
Hey, don't push it. The important thing is you cared enough to try.
Of course. I'm a perfectionist. I just want to make it right. I want to be the best nurse you ever had.
Laverne, you are the best nurse I ever had.
Oh, you really mean that?
Yeah. You just need a little tweaking.
Well, those papers from Community Med ain't arrived yet.
That's been over a week. You're kidding. Not to call that moron administrator. What's the extension?
1131. Casey McAfee, Community Med's newest moron.
Oh, you! I didn't know you were the moron. I didn't mean moron in the idiot sense. I meant moron in the sense of more on this later. I'm not getting out of this, am I?
Well, I'll let you off the hook this time, Doctor, but only because you remind me of my high school sweetheart.
Mm. Well, guess she dated her principal.
That Medicaid paperwork you've been waiting for.
Oh, well, thank you, but you didn't have to bring it over. You could have just faxed it.
Well, I always like to add a personal touch. Don't you think that's nicer?
Oh, yeah, I do. It's really good. Well, everything seems to be in its right place.
I'm so glad you noticed.
No, I mean, everything seems to be perfectly filled out. I mean your form. Oh. Oh, yeah. I mean, the form.
Well, Doctor, I think I have to be running along. And remember, if you need anything, 1131. Call me, beat me, fax me.
Somebody's itching for a house call.
Oh, Laverne, don't be silly. My Miss McAfee was just being friendly. There's absolutely nothing to it. 1131. 1131.
Spinster's video dating tape. And action.
Hi, I'm Carol Weston. I'm in my late 20s.
Yeah, and I'm Darth Vader.
I enjoy tap dancing, archery, Bertolt Brecht, and bike riding.
You know what this is going to get you? A yutz.
I've just come off a very difficult relationship, which has left me emotionally drained, but psychologically refreshed. Be right back.
Hi, Sophia Petrillo here. I'm in my extremely late 30s. And I'm still a great kisser. Teeth optional.
Flowers for Carol Weston.
More flowers from Patrick.
Care I?
I'll take them for the funeral.
Who died?
No one yet. I'm just playing the odds.
Well, I'm glad to be rid of them. And Patrick, too.
Uh-huh. No second thoughts.
None, Daddy. I feel great. Except for occasional lightheadedness and recurring nausea.
Oh.
Oh, honey. I think you're heartbroken over this thing with Patrick.
No, Daddy. This is the new Carol you're talking to. Ready to move on. Footloose. Fancy free. And very dizzy.
Dizzy?
But not heartbroken.
Well, Carol, how do you explain the dizziness, the lightheadedness, the nausea?
Hello? Some doctor you are. The spinster's not heartbroken. She's knocked up.
On an all-new Sequest, a criminal genius has escaped from an undersea prison and takes control of the Sequest and her awesome power. Don't miss an all-new Sequest starring Roy Scheider. Since its premiere, the most-watched drama on television. Sequest, Sunday at 8, 7 Central on NBC.